98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Light rain now falling in the area, 38 degrees. A police chase and shooting reported in North Wichita last night. Officers heard gunshots around 10:30 p.m. In the 1900 block of North Broadway, spotted a vehicle with its lights off, leaving the area at a high rate of speed. Officers chased the vehicle back to the scene where two people ran, and police say they heard more gunshots at a liquor store. One person was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries, and two suspects were arrested.
A bicyclist was hospitalized after being struck by a car yesterday afternoon just south of Central and West. A police spokesperson said the bicycle pulled out in front of the vehicle. The bicycle rider was hospitalized with critical injuries.
Kansas Bureau of Investigation has made an arrest in the death of a 21-year-old mixed martial arts fighter.
According to the KBI, 21-year-old Jesus Soto was already being held in the Sherman County Jail on an unrelated charge when the involuntary manslaughter arrest warrant was served. KSN News reports 21-year-old Zachary Chavez was found dead in a rural part of Sherman County on December 20th. He was expected to have his first title fight this year. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
A Kansas mayor who was recently elected after serving 3 years in prison has spent his first day in office helping qualified ex-offenders get their criminal records expunged.
Jermaine Wilson presided over his first Leavenworth City Commission meeting as the new mayor this past week. He stepped into the mayor's seat roughly 12 years after starting his prison sentence for drug charges. Wilson worked with Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson to launch a program assisting those who qualify under Kansas law to be considered for having their criminal records erased. Thompson is planning a 60-day event to offer rebounding ex-offenders help from the prosecutor's office. Wilson had his record expunged in 2015. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
If President Trump gets his way on the border wall, he could face opposition from more than just Democrats.
Texas landowners already bracing for a legal fight if the government decides to seize their land through eminent domain, a legal principle that allows the government to take private property if they offer just compensation. One landowner telling the Associated Press she wouldn't give up her land even for $1 trillion. But Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tells Fox News at night,
anytime government tries to take land, someone's going to say, you can't take my land. We will offer a fair price. If it goes to court, it goes to court.
The federal government has already started surveying land along the border and wants to start construction next month. Sean Langel, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are clouding up already with rain expected to move in from south to north today. Our high temperature, 37. Occasional rain throughout the evening. We'll see some snow mixed in at times. The overnight low, 32. And some light snow possible early Saturday, then ending quickly with a high 35. Sunday dry and mid-30s for the high. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now light rain around the area, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour, 38 degrees. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Cloudy day across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 50 degrees. Normal high is 42. On this date in 1918, Wichita experienced its coldest daily average temperature for the month of January when the high was 4 below zero and the low was 14 below for an average of 9 degrees below zero. That was in 1918. And taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar now, yeah, that giant area of precipitation has now gone completely across Sedgwick County. It's over on most of Butler County, all moving to the northeast from the southwest to the northeast, and the northern edge of it now going into Hutchinson. There are more showers up along I-70, a different area up toward Manhattan, and down to the southeast part of the state as well. So the rain has started, and as you heard, you've heard on our forecast this morning, rain and snow are going to be the forecast here for the next couple of days here in South Central Kansas. On this date, this is January 11th, and on this date in 1935, aviator Amelia Earhart began an 18-hour trip from Honolulu to Oakland, California, that made her the first person to fly solo across any part of the Pacific Ocean.
About that.
Of course, Amelia Earhart from Atchison, Kansas. We are proud to say that she is one of our native daughters. Usually a police chase resulting in an arrest would barely make the news, but in this case it does, because the person behind the wheel was Bear while he was driving. Delaware State Police say they began pursuing a vehicle after it was spotted traveling south in the northbound lanes of I-95, and they say the vehicle switched direction several times before heading into Pennsylvania. To get the vehicle to stop, authorities used spike strips to blow out the tires. That was no surprise, but what police saw next was a surprise. The driver took off running, but had taken his clothes off beforehand.
Don't look, Ethel.
The authorities caught him, and they say 29-year-old Kyle Marina was taken to a hospital for evaluation and faces a variety of charges.
Mental evaluation.
Yeah. He could be a little bit, would it be wrong for me to say cuckoo?
I think that's the correct diagnosis.
Coming up, Ted, next week, the Girl Scout cookie sale begins.
That time of year.
Every year, about this time. And, you know, I've got a couple of granddaughters who have sold the cookies. My daughter was a champion cookie salesperson, primarily because she gave me a bunch of boxes to take at work, and I sold about half. No, I'm kidding. She was a great cookie salesperson, and it's a great way for the Scouts to raise money, of course, for their camps and so forth. And you're going to start seeing them, I guess, next week at the local stores. This is great. They've got a new cookie in the lineup, and I'm kind of excited about this. It's called the Caramel Chocolate Chip. First announced in August, it's made with semi-sweet chocolate chips, caramel, and a hint of sea salt, according to the Girl Scouts.
Sounds good to me.
You know, I love my wife's chocolate chips made, again, with semi-sweet. Shelly's chocolate chip cookies are great. And then you get those caramel cookies that the Girl Scouts have always had. And you get to combine that. They could bring a box by right now. Ted and I will pony up the
It doesn't start till Wednesday.
I know,
can't
but
bring it by now.
Maybe there are already some out there. I was thinking maybe in a warehouse they could.
Wow, you're working the angles.
Well, I am, but that sounds like a great cookie to me. Girl Scout cookie season coming up. 7:39, Steve and Ted, you heard us, we hope you heard us a minute ago, a few minutes ago, talking with Ron Estes, our congressman from this part of the state of Kansas, the 4th District, talking about the new KC-46 Pegasus tanker.
Right.
That's coming to Wichita later this month. Senator Roberts says Boeing's got it ready to go. There were some delays and so forth, but you're going to have, 36, 38 of these stationed at McConnell Air Force Base now for a foreseeable future. And that means there are going to be a lot of pilots stationed to McConnell to fly those planes. And those pilots, of course, have families. And they're going to be in the schools. They're going to be in the supermarkets. They're going to be part of that McConnell Air Force Base family out there.
Yep.
And welcome aboard.
We're lucky to have them here. Glad to have them here.
My son, of course, when he was in the Air Force, was stationed for a while at McConnell and then began his overseas duties. But one of his first deployments was at McConnell. And,
did he live on base when he was?
Oh, no.
No, he lived, okay.
He was living.
Lived out in the community?
Yeah, he was living in the community, but that was one of his first calls. And then he wound up, of course, he's retired now, but he wound up doing duty in Iraq.
All over the world.
Afghanistan, the Republic of Georgia. He was in Ukraine. I mean, he was all over the world. Germany.
Uh-huh.
So he did his tours.
He has a lot of great stories, but he can't tell us any of them.
Yeah.
He was in intelligence.
Will not tell us any of his stories.
No.
But anyway, that's so we welcome the new tanker. As we were, we just talked to Mr. Estes, but I did make the point with him that, you know, one of the worst tragedies we ever had in Wichita, it was in 1964, 65, when the tanker went down in the Northeast. That was an old KC-135, and those things they're pretty crummy, I guess. They're not much fun to fly, and they're tough to fly. And that one crashed up there in the northeast part of town.
Right into a neighborhood.
Yeah. And then in the 70s, 73, 74, when I was working at KEYN radio, one of them went down right down near McConnell Air Force Base. And I think the crew of four or five perished in that one. And I actually went out to that site and covered that crash for a news story. And I was up to my ankles. Before I knew it, I was up to my ankles in jet fuel. And it was pretty nasty stuff because those things would go down and there'd be a lot of flames involved. Well, the new one is beautiful. I'm sure it's going to be a lot safer. And it's going to be fun to have all those folks here in Wichita. We welcome aboard.
Yes,
and
certainly.
The other great thing, just quickly here, commissioning the fastest ship in the Navy, the USS Wichita, down in Jacksonville, and Estes is going down for that.
Yeah, the new littoral. That'll be fun.
The new ship, the USS Wichita.
Speaking of ships, did you catch PBS did a great special this week on the cruiser, the USS Indianapolis, the ship that sank right at the end of World War II.
Right.
PBS did a great 2-hour.
I'd like to see that.
Oh my gosh, that was so good.
It was taking the bomb.
It took the atomic bomb to a site
toward Guam, and it went down.
And then after they dropped that off, they were heading to the Philippines, and a Japanese submarine sank the Indianapolis just basically in the final week of the war.
Of course, they couldn't tell anybody. It's just top secret.
And
it took them days to get there.
When the ship didn't arrive in the Philippines, they didn't raise too many red flags. There was a mix-up, and those poor guys floated in the water for 4 days before they finally found them.
In Jaws, where the old salt is talking about 1,500 went in. And they bobbed around, and the sharks came in.
Well, anyway, if you can catch that on PBS sometime, it's really good.
I will. Thank you, Ted. 7:43 now. Steve at 10 in the morning. And coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. What's ahead for Wichita's convention facilities? Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.